It's Bill Leff and Hannah Stanley, who's in for Wendy. We were just talking about the fire that took place over the weekend at the Hancock. Joining us right now, Joe Schneider, making a return appearance to the show. Joe is a 15-year Allstate agent with offices in Lincoln Park and Old Town right here in Chicago. Joe, thanks for coming back. That doesn't happen very often with our guests.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm glad I made the cut.
You're very, very welcome. No, it's always on the guests' behalf. They're the ones who decide.
Your choice.
I've done it. I don't need to go back. We were just talking about this fire at the Hancock, which was started by a candle, and this kind of leads in what we were going to talk to you about anyway, which is the hazards of the holiday season. What are your thoughts on this, about what went on over the weekend there?
Well, you know, Allstate recently conducted research to learn about the most common property losses during the holiday seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, fire is one of them. I think a lot of it is common sense. The one in the Hancock Tower, it was a candle that was left unattended.
Yeah.
As we move into the holidays, you know, you'll see more kitchen fires.
Mm-hmm.
People are obviously cooking more, but they're also doing other things, watching TV, listening to Christmas carols, checking their email. So the important message is just focus on what you're doing, especially
right.
when you're in the kitchen.
The Bears will be playing the Packers on Thursday, which means everyone, including Grandma, is going to be drunk. She's not going to be thinking clearly, and that leads to disaster many times, doesn't it?
It does, and that's the other thing. People fall asleep with the stove on. Make sure you don't leave the fire unattended. Those are all issues that can happen in the holiday season.
We see these stats on the commercials about the turkey fryers. Is that overblown, or is that really a thing where these grease fires, people set their garages on fire?
I've definitely seen some videos on YouTube of that happening. As far as the stats go, I don't really know, unfortunately, but I'm sure that's definitely something to keep in mind as well.
Thaw the turkey thoroughly.
Always thought. Is it standard, if you have homeowners insurance or renters insurance, a fire like this is normally covered under that contract, isn't it, normally?
It should be, yeah. Any personal property, as well as if the person was negligent in any way with that candle, the liability could come into play to cover some of the damages as well.
I know you say common sense, and I don't doubt you on this at all, but there's so much going on during the holiday season that sometimes the common sense is just kind of pushed aside a little bit, isn't it?
It is. A couple things to keep in mind if you're going out of town. I've run into a few situations where people actually turn their heat off to save a few bucks. That is not a good idea.
How come? Why is that?
Because your pipes can freeze.
Oh, yeah.
So you definitely want to leave the heat going, even if it's at a lower temperature than normal. Another tip is, leave the faucet on at a slow drip. That will keep the water going through the pipes so the water doesn't freeze in the pipes.
So is that if you've typically had issues with freezing pipes in the past or just in general?
No, just in general.
Is it just one faucet?
Actually, it's recommended a couple.
Okay.
And then if you do have a faucet that's near, like if the exterior pipe, you can open up the cabinet so that you can get warm air in there to warm up the pipes as well.
Yeah, and I guess the answer, I think you touched on this a little bit, you just want it on an occasional drip out of the sink, right? Is
Absolutely.
That what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Claims go up. Certain claims go up during the holiday season. What are those claims?
Burst pipes, smoke, and missing property. Theft is a big one. Again, I think this is kind of common sense, but if you are going to have gifts delivered to somebody, either require a signature. If they're not going to be home, you can have it sent to their office.
Right.
Again, Black Friday's coming up. Everybody's going to go crazy and do a lot of shopping. And, you know, again, use common sense. Don't take all the goods that you just bought, throw it in the back seat so the thieves can see it.
Right.
Take the time and put it in the trunk.
I know. I think Amazon is one of the retailers that does this online. You can actually have gifts shipped or presents, packages shipped to local establishments in your neighborhood and then go pick them up there. And so it provides security because somebody's going to have them. And if they're not there, they're going to be locked up in the meantime.
Yeah, absolutely. Any precaution that you can take is important.
You're probably too young to know this, but there was a time where many of the Christmas trees, there was a trend of having like an aluminum-looking Christmas tree,
yes.
And you weren't supposed to put lights on those trees because they would just go up in flames. Is that still an issue with people? Do people know which trees can have lights on them and which could not?
I think the biggest issue is, you know, watering the trees and making sure a real tree has water.
I never even thought of
that. Because that can dry it out, and with those lights, you can catch the tree on fire.
Yeah.
So, Evergleams. They were called Evergleams.
Evergleams was right.
Yeah, that's what they were called. So are you still seeing claims for Christmas tree fires?
They do see an increase in those as well during the holiday time, definitely.
So if you have an average policy, a normal policy, if there is such a thing, I mentioned homeowners or renters insurance earlier, What do you have to do to your policy to make sure you're covered for all that sort of thing, Joe? What do you do for that?
Well, I think the most important step is to have a chat with your agent. The agent will go over the policy line by line to make sure that you're adequately insured.
Yeah. Is business good in the insurance company business? Is everybody pretty much doing what they need to do?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
What do we have to worry about as far or be concerned about as far as weather claims go with trees and property?
Well, this time of year, you do run into a lot of wind claims. It's been really windy here in Chicago as of lately, so we've seen a lot of roof claims. But you also run into, with our first snow of the season, you'll see some ice damming.
Yeah.
So make sure your attic is properly insulated, because if the attic gets too hot, that's going to cause the snow on the roof to melt, freeze. And then you're going to have some water coming into your house through ice damming claims.
Right. Oh. Do icicles ever kill anybody? Could you get an icicle just pierce you and kill you?
I don't know.
Because I've never seen it.
So.
Everybody has one or two on their house, so you go, oh, that could kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be bad.
Yeah. Those are the ones my daughter wants me to get so she can play with.
Right. What about this? And you're the perfect person to ask about this, Joe. I always like to shovel the driveway four times a season. But in Chicago, you got to do it four times a day sometimes. Am I responsible if somebody's walking past my house and slips on my sidewalk because I didn't shovel the driveway? Am I responsible for that, or who's responsible?
You know, that's a very good question. And I would have to say that the claims people would probably know that better. But I do know, you know, the city is requiring you now to shovel the front of your sidewalk.
Yeah.
But I also know from a claims perspective, the second that you do take that action, you open yourself up to liability.
That's what I've heard. That it's
better
to not do it. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, you may be asked to testify in a court case or two against me.
I'll
so stay close.
To people smarter than me.
Please stay close.
Are we seeing? We hear these fears, and Bill made sure that no one except for Cochran told people that he was out of town because people are putting their information out on social media. We're leaving town. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We're going to Costa Rica. Are we seeing theft and break-ins increase because of this?
Oh, thieves are definitely savvy. You know, the recommendation is definitely if you're on Facebook, which most people are, make sure your settings are private.
Yeah.
So that, you know, John Q. Public can't go see that you're out of town and then target you and basically rob you blind. So definitely, you know, we recommend making sure it's private and try not to give out too much information
right. Like
that.
Is it okay to unfriend somebody if they come in and rob you while you're on vacation?
Absolutely.
It is okay. All right.
You missed it. It was National Unfriend Day the other day.
Do
security systems, home security systems, help with your rate?
Yeah, absolutely.
They do.
Any monitored alarm system is going to give you a discount on your homeowners or your condo insurance.
And you can have those also for fire and other things than break-in.
Yeah, nowadays you can have a completely wired house from your, you know, thermostat to lights.
Everything.
Garage door,
you name it. Yeah.
That's good.
I keep hearing about a service, and I don't know the name of them, where your doorbell is hooked up to your internet so that on your phone, like, you could be anywhere in the world and you'll get some sort of a text or something saying somebody's ringing your doorbell, and you could respond to them.
They were actually on Shark Tank.
Were they?
They didn't get a deal on Shark Tank. But then Virgin, who owns Virgin?
Freddie Laker.
No, Virgin Airlines, the Virgin guy.
Yeah,
I think that's Freddie Laker.
He invested like $100 million into that business.
Branson.
And now they're,
Richard Branson.
Now they're blowing up.
Oh, wow. All right. So that sort of thing will normally help your rate a little bit if you have that.
I mean, that won't
anti-theft.
Per se, but the alarm
similar
will definitely.
Thing. Yeah.
But doesn't it feel very Ferris Bueller?
Yeah,
I'm not home right now,
right.
But please leave your package at the door.
Right. Well, it was great to talk to you again, Joe. You'll come back again, won't you?
I will come as long as you'll have me.
We'll get you a discount next time. It's your third time.
Sweet.
Joe Schneider, a 15-year Allstate agent. He has offices in both Lincoln Park and Old Town. If people want to find you, Joe, and reach you, where's the best bet?
Email joeschneider@allstate.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. A quick break and then some news. It's Bill Leff and Hannah Stanley on WGN.